Now, in a changing world, it's reassuring to hear one thing that has not changed much at all. It's the sound of a musical instrument in the Middle East. Amid war and political turmoil, you can still hear the pear-shaped string instrument called the oud. And we're about to meet an oud maker in the ancient Medina district of Tunis in Tunisia. He told NPR's Leila Fadel he's trying to keep the craft alive.
Mehdi Sharif, who is 53, rides up to his workshop in the afternoon on a bike. He carries a baguette in his hand for lunch. He unlocks the door of his shop, and inside, the walls are covered with beautiful handmade wooden string instruments called the oud. They're basically a Middle Eastern lute. He plays for us. He loves the full and deep sound it brings to Middle Eastern music. But he says he worries that his generation may be the last of oud makers in Tunisia. He's the only one left in the Medina in central Tunis, where tourists and Tunisians search for traditional crafts through winding cobblestone streets. And he says he's only one of 12 left in the country.
I had somebody I was teaching, but he left because the youth and nowadays do not have patience, and this work requires a lot of patience and requires a lot of work and a lot of sacrifices.
They can't even wait for a real sandwich, he jokes. They eat fast food. His ouds are crafted from different types of wood, decorated with mother of pearl, wood panels, or shards of seashells. They take 2 weeks to make, and he sells them from anywhere between $200 and $600. He learned his craft at a vocational school in the Medina, where great Tunisian artists studied. Like Adi Diehi. The oud is used in music throughout the Middle East, but the Tunisian version of the instrument is smaller and made for the country's own musical style. Now, the school that Sharif went to is gone. The owner passed away. But Sharif says the oud is important for Tunisia's future.
If we want to look forward for cultural progress, then we need to preserve things that created our culture.
Business isn't great, he says. But he didn't become an instrument maker to get rich. He says he wants young people to grow to love the oud again. Leila Fadel, NPR News.